everyone. Welcome to another episode of Coffee for Two. I'm yours truly, Carl, and
Natalie.
Welcome to another episode. We got a great show for you today. Glad you could join us today. Today's topic today, Nat, is the side hustle. This is an idea you actually conceptualized that we should talk about for the show, because it's something that we've both kind of done our whole lives, at least our younger years up until now, to kind of get to where we have been. And I know a big topic today is people out there trying to pay off student loans, pay off their credit card debts, pay off the car, and trying to still have a life and still have fun and do all the things that they enjoy. But of course, all that comes at a price. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
Do you want to dive in a little bit on that?
Well, you have to, a lot of people out there nowadays are, you know, working a full-time job or working two part-time jobs or whatever, but, and they're using their full-time job income to pay for, like, the necessities, you know, their mortgage, you know, fuel for the car, food, and then they're using their...
And after that, what's left over?
Nothing.
Exactly. His taxes and the rest, and then everything goes towards the grocery bill, the gas bill, the...
And the I feel like the more money you make, the more money they take, so...
It's, well, I think that's another topic for another day. I think the more money... I agree, in a way, because obviously we've made more money since we were 16 to now, and I still feel like we don't have enough.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think it's just because we get used to spending more.
Yeah, I feel like, yes, that too. But the side hustle, you know, things, doing something on the side provides income for, you know, fun activities, for savings, for travel, or it's the opposite, and people do a full-time job, and they do the side hustle to provide additional income to pay off.
A little breathing room, is what I like to call it.
Additional income to pay off the debts and everything like that. So that's exactly what we're doing.
So I think it's a good thing. So I think people might have a talent, or they might have some stuff in their house that they're not utilizing, and I think they can find a way to monetize that. I think we've done that in a way because, obviously, the statistics show that younger people are unable to save for down payments of houses. They're unable to get over their student debt, and they're pushing off some of life's monumental moments that they look forward to just because they simply can't afford it, or even having that big wedding that they can't afford. What we did since we were younger is you have a full-time job, and then you maybe take on a little side project, to put into another bank account and let that just kind of funnel into a savings that it's like newfound money at the end of the day. I think it's great. So I guess we could start off by diving into some of the pros.
Okay, well, we got, before we do that, we got our coffee. We're drinking the same thing as last time.
Yes, Trevalia.
That's my favorite.
It's our best. Trevalia House Blend. Shout out to them.
Exactly, and
we have some new ones in the cabinet, so we'll have to try. I know we have some Starbucks Verdana Blend in the K-Cups.
Yep.
So I drink those at nighttime a lot when I'm doing some
work. You could drink those while I'm away this week on
Yeah, speaking
business.
Of side hustle, yes.
Yep, I'm going to my our company's annual seminar, which is in Dallas, and it's going to be fun. I'm excited. It's a celebration and education and learning.
And I'm just going to hang out here, order a pizza, have some guy time, and see whatever.
Time apart sometimes is good.
It's fun. But we made sure we cleaned the house completely before. She got me up bright and early. And we're good to go now. So I think you'll have fun, and I'll have fun, and it'll be fun all together. Yeah. So I guess we can dive into the pros a little bit.
All right. So, first, do you want to give some background about what we've done?
Okay, sure. Do you want to start?
All right. I started working when I was 16. But that's just, working. That was my only job back then. But then over the time, like when I was younger, I used to do YouTube videos, which is becoming, it's been popular since back then, but
it's still out there, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people still make like a really good income, off of that. But yeah, I used to do that just for fun, to do like product reviews and things like that. And eventually I had like 5,000 subscribers and I was able to become a YouTube partner. I don't think they even do that anymore. I think you could just monetize any ad.
You can monetize it, but there's also some regulations now that
do they have YouTube partners anymore?
Well, anybody can monetize a video, but as of the last year or so, they've actually put some regulations on it. Because advertisers are becoming very conscious of what their branding is placed next to, and some of the content that their branding was put in place next to was not exactly that followed their core values. So YouTube and Google itself have been very conscious in filtering things. So it's not as, you know, it's not as what it used to be, but it's still out there. So if you have content that is brand safe, as they say, I think you're fine. You could still utilize YouTube to make a living off, to make a side project, a couple bucks off of it. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I did. I really didn't make much because I wasn't really consistent with the videos and I didn't have the equipment. It became to a point where like they were all the beauty gurus and all that were getting like those high end cameras and having really good quality videos. And at that point I was only like, you know, early college. So I didn't have the money, the funds to do, to get the equipment I needed. But yeah, every now and then I would make about like a little $100 check in my bank account. And that was a little nice little bonus just for doing something fun. It wasn't even like work. It was just fun.
And I think that's the key. If you could find something that you just enjoy doing for free, and then you can get a little kickback out of it, a little taste, I think that is the ultimate.
Yep. And that's what I'm doing now.
Yes.
So right now,
what you're doing now.
Yeah. Right now I am working. I work full time and then I also do, a direct sales. I'm in direct sales on the side as well, which is a company that I love. I won't name it here for, I don't know if we're allowed, but my mom has grown in it and it's a 53-year-old company. So I'm very passionate about it. And I think that's important. Anything that you're going to, especially with like direct sales, which is a great source of extra income. And some people even use it as a full-time income and they transition, you know, over time to that, which is awesome too. But I forgot, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. What was I saying? So you're doing well. So it's finding things that you do that you're passionate about.
Oh yeah, yes. I'm passionate about it and I love it on the side. And that's the thing is if you're going to do any direct sales is you can't just, because there's so many different direct sales companies out there now. You know, there's beauty products, there's home products, there's
food products,
food, everything. So you have to like love the product before you think about joining a direct sales company. You have to kind of you know, be excited about the product and excited about the philosophy and the mission of the company.
I think it helps if you're also a user of the product.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah.
Because then it's something you believe in personally.
Yeah. Like people want, especially that goes back to that whole word of mouth and people trust, their friends' opinions of a product versus more than like you would see on an advertisement or something.
Right.
So that's what I'm currently doing. Do we have any other sources of income? I take surveys online for like to earn some points, and you can actually redeem those for gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
There's an app called Achievement that you can make an extra $10 just for you working using your Fitbit or whatever. And
I recall last summer you actually went through the closet, pulled out a bunch of stuff
that
you were no longer
using. Oh,
that
was a good idea too.
And what was the website? Let Go?
No, that wasn't it. I mean, that's another one that's for other things. But there's one. It was called Vinted. Vinted. I had the app and it's just about, it's mostly clothing, like, you know, fashion, accessories, clothing, jewelry, whatever. It was so easy to sign up. You just sign up and then you take pictures of your items that you want to sell. You put like the estimated price it was before and what you want to sell it for. And I made like over $100 just selling some old stuff that was just sitting in my closet.
If you're not using it, put it to work.
Which I'm going to do that again soon, but... Yeah, that was. There's so many great like apps out there now to sell furniture, clothing items. That's a great source of extra income if you want to save a little money for a trip or something like that as well. I don't know if it's a steady source of income. There are people that do make it like a full-time little online boutique through those things, but I don't know if it's a good full-time income, but yeah.
Right.
Side hustle.
There are, exactly, but there are people that get really into it, and they'll go out and actually go to yard sales, flea markets, and wherever they find them, and find unique pieces of clothing that might be underpriced, and they'll go and resell them, and they'll make a couple bucks on and profit over it.
That's
just because
true,
people might be looking to get rid of it, they don't care, whatever, and somebody that sees a little value in it, they are willing to be patient with it, they can put it up and let it sit there and gain, you know, its full value, whether it's eBay or wherever. I heard of another guy when I was in college would buy, he lived here in the central Jersey area, but he would buy, this was back when the LA Dodgers were really, you know, almost the World Series caliber team. They were in the conference title that year. He would go and buy season tickets to the Dodgers sitting here in New Jersey just to resell them.
He bought them like StubHub or something?
StubHub or one of his other ticket outlets. And he made some money off of them. You know, it's not a bad idea. It's just kind of get creative with it.
So what have you been doing, like side hustling for yourself?
Sure. I've had an interesting go around. I started working when I was 16 at Blockbuster. Rest in peace.
I miss Blockbuster.
Oh, I know. Nothing like a Friday night.
Popcorn, candy.
It's just the excitement of it. I mean, obviously now with the Netflix and on-demand, everything's so simple. But just the fact that you had to get in the car and you go there and you see that big blue banner with the yellow font. And then you go in there and there's just tapes everywhere. DVDs everywhere. And just that smell that was in the air of candy and popcorn and butter.
It was movie night.
It was movie night. And it was great. I loved it. And you get to pick out one or two movies and you brought them home and you actually invested in watching the movie.
Yeah.
Like now I put, oh, this looks good on Netflix. I'll just put it on
and you fall asleep.
I'll fall asleep to it.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I'll end on that by saying be kind and please rewind.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I've done, I started working at Blockbuster just after that a little bit. You know, I wanted to save for a car and some other different things, so I started working at the local, I got a job, I eventually moved into sporting goods after Blockbuster. And then to save up, it was also partially an internship, so I got school credits off of it, but it was a paid internship. I actually worked at the local minor league baseball team here in central New Jersey, the Trenton Thunder, New York Yankees affiliate. So I worked there for the summer, had a lot of fun, made a couple extra bucks as well. So that kind of combined with my job working at the sporting goods retail store gave me kind of a platform to just kind of have a couple of extra bucks coming in to help save a little bit. I also, in college, had a sports talk TV show, which I didn't make any money off of, but it gave me skills to eventually turn it into something that I did down the road. I did that as well. And then years later, when I graduated college, I had two or three jobs at the time where I would work a full-time job. I worked at a newspaper and then eventually a tech recruiting firm. Worked there, and then at nighttime I would go work at the sporting goods retail store that I worked at since high school. And then, once a month, I would also write a monthly article for a local lifestyle magazine, which I would get a couple of bucks out of each month. So, just finding anything you can to make little streams of income. And I had all of that put into a side fund where I didn't look at it. It didn't just get meshed into my normal finances to where it was able to help us save for when we had our wedding. It helped us save for a down payment for our first home that we're now sitting in. Our cat's over basking in the sun within herself. It's like a habitual thing when we record this podcast. And it helped us go on trips and do all these other little things that we enjoy doing. And it helped us get over that hurdle of being able to afford that stuff. Also, years later, I did a little bit of broadcasting as well for some high school football games. I made a couple of dollars off of that. And I've also, now I'm taking on a new venture beginning soon, probably either in the fall or January. I haven't found out yet. I'm going to be an adjunct college professor, which is purely a passion project for me. I want to help inspire and you know, the next generation and do what I can there. But again, it's additional income that can help us you know, afford things and move on to the next chapter of her life. you know, a few years when we have children and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think the side hustle, there's so much opportunity out there. I think it's just being creative and doing what you can to, and we'll dive into some more ideas a little bit later in the show.
So you want to get into the pros?
Sure. Obviously, I think we mentioned a couple of just...
Or do you want to go to the cons first? Let's just do the bad first.
Let's do... We'll see.
And there's not... I mean,
Are there any bad...
Really a matter of opinion. Like, there's, you know... obviously, you're giving... You have to sacrifice some time if you're going to do any kind of side hustle. It's going to be a commitment. And especially because you are working a full-time job or another part-time job and you're doing... something on the side, so you have to be consistent, and that's one of the difficulties of it, but I think over time you can create a habit. But I think that consistency is a little difficult to get started, because I know when I get home from work sometimes I just want to like lay on the couch and do nothing or just, you know, make dinner, eat dinner, and go to sleep, you know. And it's in addition to all your household chores and your just everyday life things that you need to take care of. So there is a time sacrifice and commitment, which can be a con for some people that don't feel like they have a lot of time. But one thing I always bothers me is when people say they don't have enough time, because really you have time for what you want to have time for, because we all have the same 24 hours in the day,
right?
So I think that's one of the cons. What else do you think is a negative side?
I think that's the only thing for me. There's so much upside to it, but the only, you know, a little bit on the negative side was I pretty much sacrificed my entire 20s working when maybe in retrospect, you know, hindsight being 2020, I maybe could have had a little more fun and just enjoyed being... you know, 19 to 25 years old, rather than, you know, before all the real life responsibilities kicked in when we got married. I think I should have maybe thought about, I could have enjoyed myself a little more, not worried so much back then, because I ended up, you know, just kind of spending a lot of it on some other stuff that, at the end of the day, wasn't important. I bought some extra cars and stereo equipment. And clothes and things like that, that maybe, you know, in the long run, I didn't need. So maybe that's the only thing. I think time, I think, is the only negative.
That's like investment. And depending on what you're doing, obviously, if you're getting another part-time job on the side at night, like working nights and weekends, that's really not much of an investment besides for just time.
Right.
But if you're doing, you're like starting your own little business or anything like that, whether it be blogging or direct sales or anything on the side, there is a little bit of a, you know, investment, you know, money wise. So you do have to think of that as well. But like I said, it's an investment, not just wasting money. So what you're using or whatever you have to purchase to make the business work is actually going to make you the money back. So that's the only downside when you first get started.
And I think when people venture into that realm, again, I've never personally started business, so I'm not qualified to give advice on that. I would say find somebody that can give you advice on starting a business. And my only thought on that would be to not try to... swim you know, before you can float, you know what I'm saying? So only invest in the products that you need. Let's say if you want to start a YouTube video channel and really put some focus into that, maybe just start using your phone for a little bit.
Yeah, don't go out and buy a $3,000 camera.
Exactly.
And right away.
When you realize you have 2 viewers every week and you get tired of making videos, then you're sitting there with this big camera that you can't afford.
Yeah.
So I would say my only advice that I can give is to be cautious with it and only, you know, start small. Start small and then grow it from there. Once it starts taking on a life of its own, then you explore different opportunities to, I guess, invest in more.
I don't know if be cautious is the right word.
You have to, starting a business is
But you have to be, like, fully dedicated, you know. You can't just be like, okay, I'm only going to see if this is going to work, you know. You have to be fully committed for something to, you know, blossom. You have to be like, I want to, you know, I'm going to commit to this and keep going, because you're not just going to start anything and just money is going to just come flowing in.
Right.
It's going to take some time to build up, and, you know, that's another, I guess it would be a con, is that it's not just a one-hit wonder, like, make money fast type of thing.
Right.
That's if you want to sell stuff. Like, sell your clothes out of the closet, instant cash. But otherwise, any
that's
kind of
pinch,
business
though.
Investment or blog or, you know, YouTube channel or anything like that, social media businesses, those, you know, they do take time to build a following and to, you know, grow your business. So.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
So I kind of compiled a little list here, if we want to run through it, of some ideas of how our...
Did we get into the pros?
I think we mentioned it. You know, it's making extra money. It's being able to... We can run through it real quick. So obviously,
yeah,
the number one is making extra money.
Obviously, yeah.
It kind of gives you that freedom to do what you want and to do extra things.
Yeah.
I think it gives you the opportunity to also kind of find a passion project and...
Well, not unless, well, if you're doing a part-time job just to make the money.
You don't have to do that. You can start a YouTube channel and talk about food. And if you love cooking and culinary arts, then you're doing something you love.
Exactly,
You know. Like, I love doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a work. It doesn't feel like work for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Other pros is usually when you're doing a side hustle or anything like that, it's on your own terms.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's not, unless it's a part-time job, but you can usually give them like your ideal schedule, like things
right.
that you
flexibility,
have to.
Flexibility, I think, is big.
But you usually have flexibility. You usually can, you know, it delves into a whole new group of people you might meet and develop friendships and relationships with. So it's a lot of fun, you know, depending on what you're doing. And yeah, that's another pro.
And I'm going to wrap up on the pros by saying it's also you're earning experience in another realm, and you're earning connections that can help you. Another realm, yes. You're building your network. You're building your LinkedIn page of experience and your skill sets. You're adding connections, your relationships. You're building rapport with other people out of a different sector of industry that can, you never know where it could help you somewhere down the road.
And thinking of other people, like, it's not even just all about you. It's sometimes by you doing something on the side, you're going to touch so many people's lives, or whatever you're doing is going to be beneficial to other people out there, whether you're blogging, direct sales, or whatever.
Right.
So.
And I think, you know, just to touch on this, I don't think a side hustle has to be for a profit. You can also do a side hustle that could be philanthropic. You could start a side organization that maybe, you know, benefits a charity, or you're helping others, or you're tutoring others, you're investing in other people to kind of, you know, help them accomplish something.
Exactly.
And I think what you're getting out of it is far more than just a couple extra dollars here and there. I think to be able to help people with your skill set, I think, goes a long way. So I think,
and you grow more as a person, too.
Exactly.
By just not just living status.
Right. So by all means, if you're out there and you're doing well financially already, but you have a couple extra, you know, hours in the day that you want to invest, maybe look at investing in some kind of philanthropic initiative. You know, start a little charity or contribute to another charity. We've done a couple different things where we've went to a soup kitchen. Yeah. We've helped with that. And we've also helped out at grow, you know, a farm and, you know, plant some different things as well. So volunteer. Do it if you can. So I guess we can move on to the next thing of just I compiled a couple list of ideas that we can go through and some of the, you know, just to kind of throw it out there and see if it interests anybody. Just some ideas of how you can potentially turn a little project into a little quote unquote side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, first and foremost, this podcast. I can't show it to you right now because we're on audio right now, but literally our setup is right now is two coffee cups, a notepad, my phone, and a little microphone that plugs into my phone. That's it. I think the microphone cost me like $75 or something like that on Amazon. It's a Zoom microphone. It plugs into the bottom of your Lightning port, and voila, you got a radio studio, podcast studio, right in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I think podcasting is a way. So I would say if you are an expert in some kind of topic, think about it. You can do a little half an hour or hour audio-based segment where you're, you know, interview other people or just talk about giving advice on a certain topic, and you never know. You can people turn this into a into a career of their own,
mm-hmm.
just podcasting about topics that they like. Do you want to go to the next one, Matt?
Okay. You're writing. Blogging.
So you want to touch on blogging a little bit?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people out there. I mean, mostly when I think of successful blogging or bloggers, I think of like a lot of food bloggers. Like, you see a lot of people out there, like I follow a bunch of food bloggers, and they come out with books as a result of their popularity. But it all starts with their blog, just starting, opening a page. So many like free ones out there. Weebly, WordPress, what else? There's so many. Blogger, I think.
Blogger,
does that still exist? Yeah.
I still use Blogger.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, I've had my blog on it since 2009.
Yeah.
So I've just kind of kept it consistent.
I do think,
Wix,
though.
Wix, too.
Yeah. I do think, though, with the blogging is you have to be consistent. You have to. And I remember when I was a YouTube partner, they did suggest, like, you pick two or, like, specific days of the week that you are going to post. Like, say, I post every Tuesday and Thursdays, or I post 5 days a week. You know what I mean? You have to be consistent. And on that, you can't just post whenever you feel like writing, because that's not going to produce an income or build an audience, and people can't rely on that. You have to have, like, you know, we have this every Monday, you know, so that way people know, okay,
right.
Monday, oh, there's a new episode up, you know. So blogging is another one. What's next?
The next one is you have experience with YouTube.
Yeah. And that same thing goes for YouTube as what I just said about blogging with the consistency. And yeah, if you're there's so many different subjects out there. You could do YouTube videos. There's tech review channels. There's beauty gurus. I used to just do reviews, like product reviews, sort of like a beauty, you know, beauty themed channel. If you're funny and you like to play around with the camera, you can make money off of like little short videos you can do.
And you know what's a big thing now? Like,
food.
I didn't even food. Everybody loves food.
Yeah.
But this was, I guess, before my time, or just something I never really got into, is video game reviews and video game little videos on YouTube.
Yeah. So anything you're passionate about, you could start a channel. And if it's something that you have knowledge on and you're excited about, then you can be successful.
Right. So kind of moving along a little bit, photography and video production.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a skill and you have a camera and you're good at either one of these or both, you can make some serious side income.
Yeah.
I have family members that do it, where they do photography for weddings or for friends.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll edit videos for local... Whoever who needs a video done, they have the equipment to do it.
I think you could even make some money off of taking stock photos and selling them to like Shutterstock and things
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
So that, if you have a quality camera, so that's a great.
And a lot
option.
Of times that's something that, again, goes back on people are just passionate about, you know, video production, photography. You can make a lot of money. You can make a career out of either one of those. The next one I have here is Etsy. You want to touch on this?
Don't really have much experience with Etsy besides buying stuff on it, but I do know I used to buy a lot of stuff on it, especially with the wedding industry. Oh my gosh, like that was crazy. But yeah, if you have a craft, if you make anything homemade, you can definitely start an Etsy page and sell it, and people will buy. And you also market it with your social media, and make sure people. It's not just sitting on Etsy. You know, make sure the word gets out. I'm sure you can make a great income off of that, too.
Right. I have freelance writing next here. This is something I actually dabbled in a little bit.
There's...
No matter what town you live in, a lot of times there are a little local publications that go around. They might be Shoppers that you find at the supermarket, or they're inserted in your local newspaper. Find the contact information. If you have a little bit of writing skills, maybe you could submit to their local website or have it even published in their local magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a column called Happy Hour. I went to different restaurants and reviewed their appetizers and their cocktail menu, and did a little write-up about the restaurant. And it was a lot of fun. I got to, you know, I love going to restaurants, and I love trying different things. And I got to do that, and I got to write it, and I got to, you know, make a couple dollars off of it.
Yeah. So that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mystery shopping.
I've never done this. I mean, I did go on the website once, but then I was it was like a McDonald's, and they wanted you to, like, ask all these strange questions. But if you don't really care and you want to go out there and do it,
if you're brave and you do this consistently, I think you can make it's simple and quick extra money.
Well, sometimes, I mean, sometimes you're not really making money. You're just getting compensated for whatever you purchase. So, I mean, it's not like it's a good little side income. But
no, it depends on what you do. There's some out there that'll pay you up $20 or $30 per mystery shop. So why don't you just for the people that might not know what that is, maybe explain.
Oh, mystery shopping?
Explain what mystery shopping is.
You are paid to go to a store or a restaurant and do a certain task, like either buy an item or ask, like when I worked at a bank at one point, and they had to like ask certain questions, like, or they had to make sure that we asked them if they would like to open another account or something like that. So you're assigned tasks, and you have to go to this place and not let them know that you're a mystery shopper. And then when you get back home, you review, like, take this survey of, you know, just to for the corporation, I guess, to
make
know.
Sure they're following their criteria of what they're supposed to ask and things like that.
Okay.
Just a couple more here. Retail and bartending.
Yep, that's always a good option. If you just want something, you just look online and you can get something on the side. You worked at a sporting goods store.
Yeah, I worked save at for a down payment for a house, but working,
I worked
3 to 4 hours a night.
Kids clothing store and the bank on the side. So those are always good options.
Yeah, it's easy money, and they're flexible usually with their schedules. So find something that you don't mind doing. You know, a store that you don't mind working at, and also usually if you work there, you get some kind of employee discount, which is helpful as well. So if you definitely something to explore, think about. Bartending as well. Bartending, you actually make a lot of money. And since they're late hours at night, it's, you know, you work for
you
a few
have
hours.
To, you have to take a class for that. Yeah.
Right, you take a class. It's a minor investment there. Mm-hmm. But I know some people that make $200-$300 a night at a busy bar, just bartending on a Friday or Saturday night. So
if that's your scene, then go for it.
Exactly. So that's something as well. The big thing right now is ride sharing, like Uber or Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a car, you don't mind driving people around, or you already do for free, you can actually make a ton of money off of this. You can sign up for Uber or Lyft and be an Uber driver or a Lyft driver. You go to a busy area if you live in like an urban metropolitan area.
Yeah, that's a good option.
Simply, if you want to make some extra money, you turn the Uber app on or the Lyft app on and go sit out and drive people to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I think you clean up pretty nice. We went to Vegas. They're all over the place.
They're all over every city
now. We used Uber and Lyft every day, like 4, 5, 6 times a day, just to get to everywhere we were going, and it adds up. It absolutely adds up, going up and down the strip.
If you're doing that, though, you are an independent contractor, so when you do file your taxes the next year, you do have to file like an independent business owner, just so you know.
But that's fine. You're still going to, at the end of the day, come out on top of the profit.
What's that?
And then the last thing I have here is you decide what the idea is. You think of a passion that nobody knows about yet. Maybe it's
you didn't even mention direct sales.
Well, if you want to dive into that direct sales.
Yeah, that's another one. Direct sales. It's like a kind of the best of both worlds. Is you're your own boss and you are doing your own thing, but you also have the structure of a trusted corporation behind you that gives you tons of support and mentorship, free mentorship, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, and then obviously what you said. Go ahead.
You decide what the idea is.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an idea out there that you are passionate about, and maybe it's not an idea that somebody's thought of already, find a way to monetize it. The internet is so powerful. You can, if you're into party planning, or you're into baking goods, you can, you'd be surprised. I think a big thing right coming up right now is like meal service planning. I don't know what goes into that.
Oh, yeah.
There might be
chef.
But there might be some kind of regulations or that you have to get before you can sell food products. I don't know, but you can research that. Right now, the hot thing right now is Blue Apron, HelloFresh, and those kind of services. People are always looking for, you know, quick and easy, convenient meals. So I think there's a big growth area in that. So if you're a really good cook and mm-hmm. you don't mind doing it in bulk, I think you can make a couple extra bucks. You decide what the idea is. If you have a talent out there, chances are there's a marketplace for it mm-hmm. where people are going to be willing to invest in you and your products and your services. So I think that's it. Do you want to wrap this up?
So I definitely recommend it. If you are looking for some extra cash, get out there. Find something that you love to do and go for it.
Right. Don't be hindered by bills or student loans. There are ways to get around it. You just got to be a little creative.
Save some money. If you're looking for to go on a trip, but you're maxed out on funds, then yeah.
And yes, don't use credit cards, please. You'll thank yourself later. Just find a little way to make a couple extra bucks. Go to your closet and clean out, and there you go. Next thing you know, you're mm-hmm. on the beach in Aruba with that breeze blowing through your hair. I wish, right?
All right.
So this has been Coffee for Two, another week in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed. Please share to all of your friends out there, all your outlets. You can find us on iTunes, mm-hmm. Google Play, SoundCloud, and wherever else you might enjoy podcasts. Please tell everybody, share, and share this in your outlets.
And let us know what you think.
Yes, we're always looking to improve.
Yeah. You can, I don't know if there's a place to write comments.
Well, on Instagram, you can let us know. Or Twitter, you can follow
us on Instagram and Twitter.
At Coffee for Two PC, and the same on Twitter, at Coffee for Two PC. Follow us on there, and we'll keep you posted on all things Coffee for Two, CFT. Great. This has been Coffee for Two, and I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Have a good week.
Have a good week. Enjoy.